Welcome home, dear. How was work? You must be so exhausted. Well, have I got a surprise for you? Well, as you can see, I redecorated our home. You like? Well, I thought the place could use a new look. No need to thank me. I know I did a great job. You know how much you love my sense of design. Yes. I moved the furniture around a bit. We've got more space to walk around now. Oh no, I didn't just switch this room. I reorganized a little around the bathroom, the bedroom, and the kitchen too. Do you want to see how the bedroom looks? Sure, follow my lead. So, as you can see, the bed is now perfectly centered in front of the mirror and drawers. Also, I changed the drapes. I didn't quite like the color. Oh, you're going through the drawers? Yes, I did some reorganizing in there, too. What's that? You can't find your boxers? Oh, silly. They're in my section. What? No, I did make a mistake. I never make mistakes. Let's be real. You're not exactly the man of the house here. You can still wear your work clothes. But other than that, I felt like it would be more appropriate for you to start wearing clothing that fit you better. And let's be honest, babe. I preferred wearing your clothing anyway. It's just so comfortable. I don't think I could ever go back to my previous clothes. And it'd be a shame for them to go to waste. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, come on, you know you love to wear my panties, dear. It shouldn't be uncomfortable either. Your cock doesn't take up that much space, after all. Oh, and you'll get to wear all of my frilly dresses. There are plenty of pink ones that my family gifted to me. I'm sure you'll look great in them. And some nice flowery ones. It'll be sweet. I can just imagine it now. You in one of my soft, light dresses, fitting with matching heels, maybe some pantyhose to go with them, or maybe some stockings. Ugh, I'm getting all wet just thinking about it. No, you can't wear your old clothes again. We're switching permanently. If I catch you trying them on or even touching them without my permission, well, I'll just have to punish you. I'll think of something. But I assure you, each offense will be worse than the last. You know how much disobeying upsets me, dear. In fact, since you're home from work, you really should get out of those clothes right now. You're lucky I even let you wear them for this long. I was just being nice to you, really. Don't you appreciate all that hard work I put into making you feel good? Oh, come on. You claim to not enjoy it, but I know it gets you excited. I bet the thought of getting into my dainty little panties is getting you rock hard. Actually, I don't even need to bet. I can see the balls showing through your pants right now. That's it, my little slut. Off they go. Remove the belt and the pants. Pretty much everything, really. Except the boxers. I'll be nice and let you wear them just for a little bit longer. Well, what are you waiting for? Strip. Don't make me say it again. There we go. I have to say, I really do like that feminine look of your body. Your arms, that jawline, that cute ass of yours. It's a shocker that men aren't hitting on you more. You're such a pretty boy. Actually, I think pretty girl suits you better. I mean, you're just not masculine enough to be a boy at this point. All you have left are your cock and balls. And, well, for at least a little while, your boxers. I want you to take a good look at them. This will be the last time you wear boxers, slut. No, not even at work. I can't make you wear a dress to work, but I can at least make you wear panties when you go each and every day. Fuck. The thought of you getting up, pulling them on first thing in the morning, going to work with them. Oh, and no one will suspect a thing, unless you get seen with them on in the men's room, or while bending down just enough. If you don't want your coworkers to know how much of a sissy you are, you'll have to figure out a plan to keep it a secret. And if I catch you wearing boxers again, the panties are going to be the least of your problems. Just think of them as a part of you now. You're lucky you have such a tidy cock. If it was bigger, it'd be so uncomfortable. Oh, imagine the torture and struggle if you had a larger cock. The pain you'd be put through. I swear, baby, your fun-sized cock was just made for my cute little panties. I was never a fan of those frilly little things. I just wanted something to masturbate into so I could reward you with your scent. But now, I think I'll just reward you by letting you smell my boxers. But you might be too much of a slut to even want to smell them. You probably just want to smell your new panties with your own spunk in them. All right, time's up. Take off the boxers. Say goodbye, because you won't be seeing them for a little while. Not until they're on me. Good girl. That wasn't so hard, was it? I thought so. You shouldn't even have a problem letting go of them, knowing what you're going to be wearing from here on out. Now, I want you to go over to where your new clothes are. Pick out a pair of panties. I'll let you choose your first. Oh, the nice little white ones with the cute pink hearts on them. Excellent choice. I wonder if it's a symbol of your devotion to me. You'd do just about anything to make me happy, wouldn't you? Well, you should be grateful that I'm doing this for you. I know your brain's been conditioned to make you want to be masculine, but deep down inside, you just want to be a pretty little girl. My pretty little slut. That cock of yours is throbbing so hard right now. Oh, I'm so glad I'm letting your true feelings come out. No need to hide from them anymore, dear. You just need a little guidance, a little encouragement. Now, slip on the panties. I want you to see it fit nicely around your cock. Actually, come over here. Let me help you. One leg at a time. Yes. Even when your cock is hard, those pretty little panties of yours still cover everything. I'm so happy for you. Finally, getting some underwear that fits your cock properly. You are such a fucking slut. Is that pre-cum soaking up the panties? I just washed them. You're just going to have to lick up that mess afterwards, then. Well, I'm not touching your cock today, and you certainly aren't letting that cum go to waste. Don't fucking talk back to me, slut. You are going to do what I say, and you will like it. Understand? You mean yes, miss. There we go. Was that so hard? One more retort like that, and I won't let you come for a month. This is our special day. So don't ruin it for yourself. Now, I want you to put on this dress. It matches your panties. It's nice, white, and silky smooth. I just love the fabric on this one. You're lucky I'm even letting you wear such a nice dress after the way you spoke to me. You better show some gratitude. I want you to put this dress on and then get down on your knees. No, you're not going to eat me out. I'm too disgusted by your mouth to let you anywhere near it today. No, after you finish putting on that dress, you're going to kiss my fucking feet. Oh, that reminds me. I should take my socks off, too. I worked up quite the sweat moving the furniture around. There, you look so pretty in that dress. I'm so glad you decided to cooperate. Now get on your fucking knees, slut. That's a good girl. Now, kiss my feet. Start with the toes. Work your way up to the back. Just like that. Now, the other one. Say thank you. Oh, it feels so great knowing that you would bend over backwards to do anything. Just knowing it would make me happy. You make me happy, slut. Kissing my feet on your knees. It's like you were fucking born to do this. All right, stand up. That's enough of my feet. Now, what about yours? Take these nice white fishnets and put them on. Faster, bitch. Stretch them nicely across your legs. Oh, you look so fucking cute in them. Is that a smile? I'm glad to see you're finally showing excitement. Well, other than with your cock. It's okay, dear. You don't need to pretend to be masculine anymore. I'm setting you free, away from those thoughts. You finally get to be the little girl you've always dreamt of being. I'm so happy I could make this a reality for you. All right, now, let's get these high heels on you. I don't care if you've never worn them before. That's exactly why you need to wear them. You have to get used to walking in them, slut. All the pretty girls learn how to wear them, after all. You're no exception. Here, I'll even adjust the strap for you. When you work your way up, I'll let you wear them without straps. Just think of these like training wheels. Oh, you're such a good little slut, obeying my orders like that. Now, try and walk around in them. Oh, look at how you're tottering. Well, you'll definitely need some practice. Don't worry, I'll make you wear them a whole lot more often. You can carry me my drinks, my magazines, and even just walk around for me in them, just for fun. After all, you do have the ass of a model, so I might as well make you walk like one. All right, slut, you've been a good girl for me today. How about I give you a reward? I'll let you come. But you have to do it in your panties, and then eat it all up afterwards. I don't want a single drop to go to waste. You're lucky I'm letting you eat the cum out of your panties, slut. Now, feel the pre-cum on your panties. Touch your head through them. You're so wet from me, sweet girl. I think you need to show your mistress how much of a good slut you'll be for her. Hold your hand by the base now. Guide your hand gently up your shaft. Slow. Nice. Up and down. Just like that. Tell me how much of a slut you are. Louder. Keep stroking. I want you to repeat after me. Thank you, miss, for letting me touch my cock. Thank you, miss, for letting me wear these pretty panties. Thank you, miss, for letting me be the pretty girl that I always wanted to be. You're welcome, dear. Now, stroke your cock harder. Faster. Get yourself right to the edge for me. Once you reach the edge, I want you to stop. Squeeze your fucking balls. Don't touch your cock. I want you to squeeze those balls of yours. Nice and tight. Keep them on there. Beg. Beg for me to let you come. Beg for me to let you shoot that load into those pretty little panties of yours. Very well. but only because you followed my orders so nicely. Keep stroking. When I say one, I want you to come for me. 5. How does it feel to finally be a pretty little slut? 4. You belong to me now, and don't you forget that. 3. Stroke yourself harder. Get yourself back to the edge. 2. Who knows when you're going to come for me again? 1. Make it count. Come for me, slut. Come for Miss and show her your obedience. Your body belongs to me. That's a good little slut. I know I probably exhausted you, so I'm going to let you sit in those panties for a little bit. You have 5 minutes. When I'm back, I want to see those panties spotless and your mouth full of cum. Hold it in your mouth, then swallow for me once I return, and only then. After all, a good slut always swallows.